14 before 6, time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Thanks to Dawson yesterday for reading one of Jason's devotions from Notes from the Upper Room. It was John 16, 19, and 20. But you were otherwise occupied. Is that right, Mr. Cairns?
I was otherwise occupied. Yeah.
As his dad, I was tuned in. I was catching a little. I'm kind of, you know, when I'm not here, I usually kind of lean toward just stay away, don't listen. But then, you know, certain parts of the show, you kind of check in, like, what's he going to do? So.
Sure. Yeah, that's got to be an interesting thing as a parent, you know, something you've spent so much time doing. And then to listen to your kid step into that space and kind of take the reins. That's cool.
Maybe you could have Alex just kind of sit in your neuropsychologist chair. No, probably not, I guess.
Yeah, probably not. That's, yeah, the ethics boards would probably frown on that.
But while we were away, the passing of, we lost another giant of the faith, Charles Stanley.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that from a number of friends of mine showing up on social media that he had passed.
Yeah.
Big loss.
Dead at the age of 90. He was an avid photographer.
Huh. I did not know that.
One of his books had a number of his, many books. But one of his books had, you know, at least one of his books had a collection of his photos. But his son Andy posted this and Peggy shared it. And it says, as Charles Stanley impacted the previous generations, Andy Stanley. Oh, no, that was what she was writing. But Andy actually, Andy had this post that these final few weeks with my dad have been precious beyond words. At the end of every visit, he asked me to pray for him, which, of course, I did, says Andy. On my knees beside the big leather chair he was confined to for the past several months. But as I was leaving his house this past Saturday night, he asked if he could pray for me, as if he knew. Then, as this one just brings, it starts choking me up here. As was his habit, he said, I couldn't be prouder of you, Andy. The source of a word determines its weight. Those were wonderfully weighty words and his final words to me. I'll miss him every day until I see him again. So,
Yeah, it's powerful stuff. The words of encouragement carry a lot of power.
Yeah, for sure. Boy, you know, the tongue, it tells us in Proverbs, if you want to be biblical, the tongue is the power of life and death, right? So choose life, please.
Yeah, and actually, you know, working our way through James actually talks about controlling our tongues as well.
Yeah.
How powerful they are. So.
Indeed. We are ready to close out James 2 today, 21 through 26.
Yeah. So it says, don't you remember that our ancestor Abraham was shown to be right with God by his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, his faith and his action worked together. His actions made his faith complete. And so it happened, just as the scriptures say, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God. So you see, we are shown to be right when God by... So you see, we are shown to be right with God by what we do, not by faith alone. Rahab the prostitute is another example. She was shown to be right with God by her actions when she hid those messengers and sent them safely away by a different road. Just as the body is dead without breath, so also faith is dead without good works.
All right, again, we got 6 verses from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. Let's go, closing out James 2. Think back to my servant Abraham. He possessed a remarkable faith in me. His identity was so thoroughly wrapped up in me that he acted with trust when I asked him to sacrifice his son. He believed I would provide for him, and I did. Before he killed Isaac, I showed him a ram in the bush. I want you to remember that I've provided a lamb for you too, my son Jesus. Or how about Rahab, the prostitute? She put all her eggs in my basket, and because of her hope in me, she served my men. When you genuinely believe in me, I change you inside and out. A living faith bears the marks of life in my son. Thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, it's that reminder to trust in the goodness of God and just to live in light of believing God is for me and has all things in hand. And sometimes that's really tough. I want to take things back and believe God's not handling things correctly, but things work so much better when I trust that he does.
There you go. Absolutely.
Maybe you're yawning a little bit on the way to work or school this morning. Well, if you are having trouble getting to sleep, the problem might not be in your head.
Mm-hmm. That's right. In fact, it might be in your feet.
This comes from Switzerland. Some researchers there found that when we are on the cusp of falling asleep, our body redirects blood flow to our hands and feet.
Huh. And so when these extremities are warm, their blood vessels can dilate and allow for greater blood flow, which, of course, aids in the redistribution of blood and helps you get to sleep.
So the conclusion, if you are having trouble nodding off at night, the solution could be as simple as throwing on a warm pair of socks. And I know there's all sorts of debate about, do you wear socks when you go to bed or not? Mm-hmm. I'll just put this out there. I do, typically, unless it's really warm in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, but, for me, it's,
yeah, usually I do.
I did it again last night, yes.
It's
and
comfy.
I have certain socks that I wear, and so they're the ones. Well, the thing is, cold feet, you know you're not going right. You know, that's just kind of annoying, right? Well,
and here's the thing. I have a five-year-old who shall remain nameless, but a five-year-old who just does not deign to wear socks ever, it seems like, unless we're
right?
going to church.
Okay.
And so a certain five-year-old snuggles up to me last night and puts her icy little feet on me. And it's like, you know what? It's not that warm out. Maybe flip on a pair of socks. But no, she would rather warm up her feet by putting them on me.
Barefoot girl. All right, there we go. Hope I didn't out her there. So Micah Tyler turning 40 yesterday, Caleb.
Yeah, and so he left some tips on his Facebook page or just things that he's learned in his 4 decades of existence.
That's right. For instance, he says, I have never pursued Jesus and regretted it, not once. Mm.
Some wisdom on his 40th birthday from Micah Tyler. He says, my wife is the greatest person I've ever met. She is an answered prayer and an adventure to know. I'm so thankful for the beautiful blessing of marriage.
Well said. The third of 6 things Micah Tyler said he learned in his 40 years, turning 4 decades yesterday, says, my children are the 3 greatest gifts God had entrusted me with. They are a constant source of joy and love, and I can't get over the gift of getting to be their dad.
He also says, number 4 here of 6, we learn more from closed doors than open doors. When a door closes in front of us, it's a chance to learn something. God's kindness sometimes includes protection from our own plans. And when those doors open, it feels so much more special.
Micah Tyler, a OneFest alumni from 2021, the 5th of 6 things he says he's learned in his 40 years is, we can only be faithful to what's in front of us. Don't reserve your hope and dreams for the future. Pour it all into whatever God is letting you see now. Serve well, love well, and give everything to the things in your sight. They're here for a reason.
And finally, from Micah Tyler here on his 40th birthday, he says, I'm unbelievably thankful for so many people who've loved and supported me so well for so long. He said, it's a vulnerable feeling to step into the unknown and ask others to join you. But I'm so thankful to have so many beautiful folks stand behind and beside me and my family as we've pursued Jesus. He says, I can't say thank you enough to all of you, even if we've never met in person.
He closes it out by saying 40 years is not enough time to explain how grateful he is for everyone, but he'll spend the next 40 trying.
Well, Amazon Prime has become the first of the streaming giants to finally try to counter something that I thought was just in my head, and that's the poor sound quality of many modern televisions. I thought I was one of the only ones. It's just because I work in radio and can't hear as well. That's why I thought I always need the subtitles on. Evidently, I am not alone.
Yeah, it turns out that there has been a surge in people watching shows and movies with subtitles due to mumbled dialogue and background noise that's just too loud.
And maybe you have children who are talking as well, too. Mm-hmm. That makes it a little more complicated. Well, Amazon is launching something called Dialogue Boost, making it easier to hear characters talking without compromising quality.
Huh. Yeah, the AI-powered feature. There are some positives for AI.
There's some.
The AI-powered feature isolates speech patterns, enhancing audio without increasing music or effects.
The feature lives in the audio and subtitles drop-down menu and is available across all devices that support Amazon Prime Video.
Hmm. A survey of Americans asked how and why subtitles are used, and at least 89% of respondents indicated that they used subtitles in the past, with 62% saying they used the subtitles more on streaming services than regular TV. It was kind of annoying when I tried to watch the NCAA men's tournament.
So. Yeah, again, for sports, yeah, probably not going to have subtitles on there. But if I don't want to keep asking my wife what someone said,
yeah,
I want to put the subtitles on.
I hear you.
So that makes me feel better that almost 9 in 10 people have used them.
Yeah, for sure. So make it clear to me now, what is this feature going to do? It isolates the speech pattern. So you can actually click onto this device.
Yeah, you can click onto this if you're watching something on Amazon Prime. So again, there's going to be background music. There's going to be sound effects, things like that. So say people are walking across a marble floor and you'll have a little click-clack of the heels and things like that. Well, it's not going to bring that up. It's not going to bring the background music up. It's just their conversation. It's just going to isolate that level and bring that audio up so that you can actually understand what they're saying.
Boy, another technological marvel. Well, this is the day 24 years ago, tragedy. Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris went on a shooting spree at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. 14 students, including the shooters and one teacher, were killed. 23 others were wounded. Michael W. Smith with this song, Out of It. I think Cassie Bernal, the name of the student that prompted this. This is your time, WWIB.
Well, Earth Day is coming up this weekend, and let me just read this headline. Mayor dumps tons of trash on beach, so cleanup campaign has something to remove.
What?
This didn't happen in the United States.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us more.
Well, a mayor in South Korea is under fire for dumping tons of garbage on a local beach so that volunteer cleanup crews actually had something to remove. Now, on the plus side, that's pretty amazing if they actually didn't have anything to clean up. That means they're doing their part and keeping their beaches clean. But you would think you could find something else for them to do.
Yeah, so Lee Dong-jin, the mayor of Jindo County, South Korea, admits he had the trash carted in because apparently there wasn't any for his constituents to remove.
Gotta have the photo op. I'm just wondering who paid for the trash to be carted in. Seems like a taxpayer expense, probably. In a statement apologizing for his decision, Mayor Lee said, "We brought in, quote, waste styrofoam and other coastal trash gathered from nearby areas so the 600 participants could carry out their cleanup activities."
It's just crazy. The event, intended to raise awareness of human pollution in the world's oceans, groups of volunteers mobilized on beaches, recording waste items they found to create a clearer picture of the state of the environment.
But unfortunately, on the beach that this group of 600 was supposed to clean up, there weren't any waste items, so they created some.
Oh, man. Crazy.
I mean, what do they say about government? Like, if you don't like the problems we create, just take a look at our solutions?
Yeah, or else wait 24 hours. Yeah, right. Oh, boy.
Well, well, well.
Hey, our gift offer during this month of April, today is the 20th, right? And we did leave Paul Anthony a voicemail, at least trying to have him on
his
birthday
Paul.
Today. Yeah. Happy milestone birthday today, Paul. We're not saying which milestone, just saying milestone.